Vectis Radio. Hannah Barker with us this fine Thursday morning. So adult learning is something that we've got you on. What are you hoping to do in the next few sessions?
Well, I'm hoping to come back on air and to be a voice for the people.
And I think that's a good thing. And I think you were a voice before. Mm. If I remember rightly, you were on air about 2 and a bit years ago when we were talking about... No, it was a local election. So that would have been about four-ish years ago. And you were saying you just wanted somebody to represent you and people like you. So, and you were saddened by the fact that nobody had come round and spoken to you, all the people that were standing, didn't come round and sort of talk to you, and it felt like you didn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, you do matter.
Yeah, well, they are to, they are to, don't care.
That's what it felt like for you.
Didn't care. Yeah.
Well, look, over the next few sessions, and obviously we're going to give you a voice, so you're going to have the opportunity. And what's lovely is, you know, we always do this thing where you come in and we create a web page for the said student, which is you, and you've typed out all this stuff, some details about yourself and so on. And you said this thing this morning, which shocked me a little bit, and then I watched you type and I thought, oh wow, because you said you hadn't done any typing for how long?
Since college.
And how long was since college?
A couple of years. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, but you took to it. I mean, you got back into it. But can we say something about you that might be a little bit personal? You have problems with eyesight.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is something that I really detest in the world we live in today, because people don't seem to want to understand what other people have to do on a daily basis. And, you know, there could be so much more help out there for people like yourself to make it a little bit easier for you. We chatted and I said, I ain't got your eyes, so I can't see what you see.
Yeah.
And the same thing is for me. You can't see what I see, and I'm colourblind. Yeah. So if there was a load of colours there and you told me to pick out blue, I might struggle.
Yeah.
Okay? So we did this thing where we've got a screen, and it's I've got a screen on the other side of a screen, so I'm seeing what you're seeing. And I said to you, how big does the letters need to be so that you can see it, so we can make some adjustments?
Yeah.
But that... that's fine, but the fact is, where you're putting the letters in the keyboard is still the same.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be nice if there was, you know, a special sort of keyboard so that you can do that? It's all very well having it on the screen, but if the stuff that you're inputting is not the same, you're kind of just going to struggle a little bit.
Yeah.
So maybe we would invent something or look for something.
Yeah.
But maybe certain people out there that have put all these things in place, you're missing a point. The point is, you can make it big on the screen.
But you need a big game put on over you too.
You do. On the keyboard, you need it so that you can see it.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's really fascinating working with you already. The first session is going really well. We've created the web page for you. You've been on the airwaves. Your goal is to be a voice for people that haven't got a voice or a say. And you also want to be a part of a radio show. Well, you know, you've done that this morning, but what we want to do is bolt you onto another show at some point in the future. And we've been in touch with Wendy from Storeroom 20.
Yeah, has she contacted you back?
Not yet. Although I haven't looked, because I've been so you know, intrigued by you that I haven't had a chance to look at my phone. So, you know... All right, so I'll have a look. We'll take a break and we'll have a look. Yeah. We'll come back. Chat some more, all right?
Okay.